The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Are you a great mind? Are you a great thinker? Well, I bet you are, because you're listening to I Can Help. It's a show about small business entrepreneurs, how they got started, troubles they might have had, how they overcame them, and hopefully enjoying some success today. I'm Mark the Spark, your host of A Face for Radio, and Pamela is here as my co-host all the way from Hawaii. Would you like to say hello, Pamela?
Aloha and good morning.
Wow. Well, thank you. Aloha to you. I'll have to learn how to say Hawaii right, huh, Pamela? Hawaii?
Hawaii.
There. Well, anyways, you're in California's second largest city now. Many people don't realize San Diego is California's second largest city. And we come to you every Saturday morning now. We've been bumped up from Saturday night. You can find us at 10:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. And we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in La Jolla. We come on at 11:70 a.m. And that reaches down to TJ, Tijuana. And if you're in the North County, you can find us at 96.1 FM. And we go all the way up to Long Beach, and we are KCBQ, the answer, San Diego. And I'd like to say San Diego to Orange County, we love you. San Diego County loves Orange County. And I'd like to reach out to a few cities in Orange County. Costa Mesa, I used to live there. I love Costa Mesa. Huntington Beach, I worked in Huntington Beach. It's a wonderful place. Newport Beach, I used to go out to dinner in Newport Beach a lot, and I certainly love Irvine. It's a pre-planned city for growth. It's a beautiful city. So again, San Diego County, we love you, Orange County. Now, I'd like to remind everyone that the I Can Help show is streaming worldwide on all major podcast providers, such as Spotify, Apple, iHeart, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, Amazon Music, and you can always go to KCBQ, The Answer, and search I Can Help, and you will find us. Now, we are brought to you by two seasonal sponsors. First one is Hydrolite. Hydrolite boosts the immune system. It comes in a packet. It's powder. You just pour it into a glass of water, stir, and drink. That easy, and it helps boost the immune system. You can find Hydrolite at CVS, Rite Aids, and many, many more places of similar. We also have J-Dog Junk Removal. This is a seasonal sponsor. J-Dog was in, I believe his name's John. And tell them about different things that they do. And it's very interesting. You can go to my website, click on J-Dog Junk Removal, and there'll be a drop that tells. Or you can go to his website. And in fact, it was just last week I was talking with Pamela, and I said my refrigerator's making noise. Remember, Pamela? And I go, how am I going to get this thing out of here? I'm on the second floor. There's no elevator. So you don't realize these things until they happen. And I'd also like to give a shout-out to Marco Polo BMW of La Jolla. You can go down there and see Sebastian. He is an honest mechanic, and he will be honest with you. Another honest mechanic is Rich Phillips, on El Cajon Boulevard. Now, you can look him up. He's also an honest mechanic. Now, every Saturday, we draw a business card for a shout-out. And Pamela, did you draw the business card for the shout-out today? We put them in a fishbowl, and we swish them around. Pamela draws one out. And who do we have for a shout-out, Pamela?
I did. And today the winner of the fishbowl drawing was Karen with the Princess Project.
Oh, yes. She was in a couple weeks ago. Everyone who's a sponsor, we throw their business card in the fishbowl, or if they've done something for us. They've given me a free meal or anything, samples that of their product, we throw their card in the fishbowl, and we draw and give you a free shout-out. Free shout-out goes to Princess Project, and her name was Karen, right? Yes, I talked to her. It's so funny. There was that one with the hard-to-find prom dresses, and she said how a zero waistline and a double zero is hard to find. And I had to ask her, if the person with the double zero waistline, are they still alive? She said, yes, they are. So, okay. Well, I'd like to mention, too, if you would like to sponsor on the I Can Help show, it's very easy. Just go to my website, 3wxana.markthespark.org. I do want to remind you it's .org. And you can look up episode, seasonal, and title sponsorships. It's three different packages, and you can help sponsor the I Can Help show and get the name of your show or product on the air. And today we have an episode sponsor, and his name is Dominic, and he's with the Bottom Line Concepts. Dominic, would you like to say hello?
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, Dominic is in the studio with us today, and I'll bring him on in just a minute. I would like to just mention that if you are tuning in late, bad, 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 you know that hurts my feelings, but we are KCBQ. We are the Answer San Diego. And we're on 1170 AM, as I said, down to TJ, and 96.1 FM up to Long Beach. And we come to you now every Saturday morning, 10:30 to 11, a show about small business. Now, this part of the show, I have some emails. Excuse me. And Pamela usually reads them to me. So, Pamela, what do we have on the I Can Help emails? What's the first one you got?
Mark, I have an interesting one for the first one.
Oh,
they
boy.
Said, what happened with XFT?
Oh, well, I do give the price of Bitcoin on my show every time, but to answer that question with XFT, I know Sam's in the Bahamas. Technically, it gets political because he was the second largest donor to the Democratic Party behind George Soros. And this show does not go into politics. The show does not discuss politics, and it does not discuss religion. This show is about small business and small business only. So therefore, I will not be able to answer that question because it deals with politics. I would like to refer you to the show that comes on right after the I Can Help show. It's Take Your Power Back with Kim and Robin. So anything political, I'd like to refer them to Kim and Robin. I can't answer that. It's too political. Next question, please.
Okay. When do I quit my job and go into business?
Huh. Wow. Well, that's a loaded question. It would be probably when you're financially secure and set and your product has enough business. And that's really when you leap from your job to your business. And I could go into a lot more, but that's your basic, my opinion answer. Next one, Pam.
Okay.
Please.
Do I use my own money or do I borrow money to get started?
You borrow money to get started, and then if it doesn't work, you have the choice of putting in your own money. You generally do not start with your own money because if you lose it, then you go to the bank for a loan. They're going to say, what happened to your money? So generally, the procedure is you use your own money, and then you borrow if needed. And you only borrow what you need, but you make sure you borrow enough. And that's good enough for the emails. And at this time, I usually tell a little story, entrepreneurs. I did Burger King, Sherry's Berries, Famous Amos, Jimmy Dean Sausage, White Castle Hamburgers, and more. And today, I'm just going to do a few sayings. And I'm going to be very brief because we need to get to our sponsor. Entrepreneurs know the meaning of fear. What is fear? F-E-A-R. Forget everything and run. It can also stand for face everything and rise. And another saying, too, is when you accept failure, you will find success. Also, there's a song I like by Paul Simon, and he nails it. He goes, "We're working our jobs, collecting our pay. We think we're gliding down the highway, but we're really just slip-sliding away." And that is so true. So come on, entrepreneurs. Roll your sleeves up. Dig in. Dig in now. You're alive. Let's do it. Also, I'd like to remind you that we have a radio giveaway. We give away the first Saturday of every month. It's a drawing from the emails. So if you're interested, just go to my website. It's a very nice radio, around $100. Send in an email, and you'll be in the drawing. Also, I've started an angel investor board, also a bank lending board, whatever you want to call it. And on the board right now, we have Accessity, Banner Bank, CDC, and Harvest. And also, if you'd like to reach Accessity, I can give you their phone number if you have a pen and paper or whatever. It's 619-795-7250. And Banner Bank, their phone number is 619-840-6037. CDC is 619-243-8628. They also go by the name of Small Business Finance. And then Harvest Bank is 509-509-385-1610. And you can find them in Encinitas. And right now, we usually take about a halftime break and come back afterwards. Just get a little drink of water. And we'll bring on Dominic, and he can tell us about what he has going on. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here, and J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Welcome back. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to the I Can Help Show with Mark the Spark and co-host Pamela. We're very happy to have you listening. As you know, we have come from Saturday night to Saturday morning. And in the studio, we have Dominic, who is our episode sponsor today. And he's going to tell us a little bit about his business. I know the first question I have for you, Dominic, is, well, how did you get started in this business? And then you can kind of tell us what it is.
Thanks. I'm retired from practicing law, and I got a call one day from a ex-Marine, said, how would you like to give away hundreds of thousands of dollars to small businesses?
Mm.
And I said, well, I can help.
Oh, that sounds familiar. That's what gets you on the I Can Help show.
And from there, I was introduced to Bottom Line Concepts, and I'm a marketing partner to inform and guide small businesses to them for ERC claims. And then, Mark, as you know, I met you at the Biz for Christ meeting at the Skyline Church, and here I am.
Wonderful.
The story really isn't about me. Quickly, what's very exciting is if I ask you, do you own a business? And you say yes. And I say, have you filed for your ERCs, your employee retention credits?
I'd have to say no.
And that's a very, very common response because people just just don't know. And can you imagine finding out later that you left hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table just because someone didn't ask you that question?
I break out in tears.
Yeah, me too. So the other response we get is, oh, yeah, I've heard a little bit about that. Sounds like a lot of money, something to look into. And that's why I'm here today, is to explain what's at stake and who do you trust with helping you find it.
Well, very interesting. I want to hear. I know that I would like to know just, you know, exactly what does Bottom Line Concepts do. But you can start with what you was going to say, Dominic.
That's fine. Bottom Line Concepts is a financial consulting company that helps people negotiate, or navigate, rather, government regulations for stimulus programs that help the business's bottom line. And our government believes strongly in incentivizing things through the tax code. Things they want more of, they incentivize, and things they don't, they tax.
I see. Well.
And so that, you know, practicing law, I knew there was civil law, which is complicated, and criminal law, which is complicated. But then, my goodness, regulatory law.
Mm.
Those guys write paragraphs I can't understand sometimes.
Yeah. I sometimes think it's purposely written that way.
Well, and that's one of the reasons people say, yeah, I heard about ERC, but oh, that's just too complicated. I mean, who wants to do their taxes more than once a year?
No.
And but I want to tell you a little bit about Bottom Line Concepts, because they're a great story. Josh Fox, the CEO, in 2009, started it in his apartment in New York City.
Mm.
Talk about small business.
Yes. A lot. You know, Apple Computer started in a garage.
There you go.
Steve Wozniak.
And but he knew this regulatory law needed somebody to specialize, because it was just post the 2008 real estate bubble, and they needed help. And he's worked for 12 years after that, now has 400 of the Fortune 1000 businesses as clients.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Los Angeles Lakers, you may have heard of them. Boston Red Sox, I know, Mark.
There we go. You remember the old Bill Buckner and that ball went between his legs and the Red Sox lost? Well, anyways, keep going.
I don't want to break out in tears.
I'm old enough, I watched it happen.
Go ahead, but Dominic.
McDonald's, Domino's.
Domino's.
CBS, MetLife. These guys at Bottom Line Concepts are also smart enough to have moved the company from New York to Miami.
Oh, I can understand why.
You know, if you can't live in San Diego, Miami's a good second option.
Mm-hmm. Well, New York is very taxed, too. So.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Please go on.
There was a guy in the company, a 25-year-old guy named Joe Bosco.
Wow,
and
Bosco.
He was always pestering Josh. He says, why don't we help some small businesses? We got 400 huge businesses. And the answer was always no. The small guys, a lot of work.
Mm.
And
well, that's true, but...
But then something happened called COVID.
Nah.
3 years ago.
That changed a lot.
It certainly did, and it was different from the 2008 bubble burst, in that it wasn't a too-big-to-fail situation where it was banks.
Mm.
It was the heart of the country, the small businesses
mm-hmm.
in the middle. And indeed, you know, if they all died, we might have the big businesses still, but the richness of choice and entrepreneurship would be lost.
Absolutely.
And so... He turned and started a division solely to help small businesses with their ERC claims.
Wow.
And I think it's a great story of a small guy getting big and coming back to helping his roots.
That's a perfect story for the I Can Help show.
Yeah. And so what is the ERC? Well,
good question.
You remember right after COVID hit, the government printed $1 trillion or so and passed the CARES Act, which, you know, extended extra unemployment. And and then it was the Payroll Protection Program, which was very,
PPP.
Very, very, very popular. And then the ERC, which was the Employee Retention Credit Program. which is a program of rebating to a business owner the taxes they've already paid in, the withholding and the health care, and allowing the owner to collect, and we find it somewhere between $6,000 to $26,000 per employee.
Wow.
And it's really common for a company of 40 employees, which is a really small company. But if you get an average of $15,000 apiece of the W-2 employees, that's $600,000.
Wow.
And today, it's as important as it has been in the last several years, maybe more important going forward. I just watched Jeff Bezos say the other day that he's recommending people get cash.
And hold on to it.
And hold on to it.
I heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not the only one, but he has a loud voice because he's so wealthy.
He's fairly successful, too, I understand. So another successful guy.
Fairly successful.
Is Warren Buffett.
Oh, heard of him? Yeah.
They're saying is sitting on $130
billion. Wow.
He's waiting for the right time to spend that on some bargains. So the anyway, this is very exciting to me to help small businesses get that cash. And if the recession happens the way we're being warned that it's going to happen.
and it's nice to be warned because I do feel it is going to happen.
So anyway, the CARES Act, the ERC portion of it is 300 pages of constantly changing regulations. And so you want to get some good company to help you make your claim.
Mm-hmm.
And the regulations last year changed greatly. A lot of people said, oh, they didn't pursue ERC because you can't get both PPP and ERC. Mm-hmm. Well, that changed. Now you can get both. Well, then they said, well, I can't qualify because I don't show a drop in revenue. I'm a real estate guy and my business went up. But that's changed and you don't have to show that anymore. There are other reasons. Bottom line concepts is the company to go to get help for the ERC.
Well, you have quite a bit of information there, Dominic. And, you know, we are getting slowly towards the end of our show. I know Pam and I wish we had an hour. But could you kind of, in a way, wrap it up and tell us how we can get in touch with you and just kind of the prime reason that you're doing bottom line concept?
The best thing to do, one thing to do is just to call me at
619-404-7823.
Okay, and then very quickly, what I'll do is help you schedule a phone call with Bottom Line Concepts. They will call you.
I like that.
And the professional advisor will call you and answer every question you have. And I tell people, isn't it worth 10 minutes of your time to make sure you don't leave $600,000 on the table?
Absolutely.
You know.
So, Dominic, what's your email, how we can get in touch with you?
MyBottomLineERC@Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
The web would be mybottomlineerc.com. And I want to encourage people to move on this because the waiting line is getting longer. Bottom Line Concepts has acquired $3 billion for 16,000 businesses. There's no retainer, no obligation to check all this out.
Dominic, thank you for coming into the studio. And also, if people go to my website, they're going to be able to find you. And I'd like to thank you very much for telling us about Bottom Line Concepts. There is certainly a lot there to take in. And maybe we could even have you back. I'd like to thank our seasonal sponsor, J-Dog Junk Removal. You can find him on my website or search his. Hydrolite, Boost the Immune System. BMW of La Jolla, Marco Polo. And also a shout-out to the Green Door in La Jolla. I had a wonderful meal there, and I told him I'd give him a shout-out. And the Princess Project was our pick from the fishbowl on the cards. And once again, I'm Mark the Spark, your host, and we're here with Pamela, all the way from Hawaii. And we are KCBQ, The Answer, and we're on now every Saturday morning at 10:30 to 11. You can find us. You can find us at 1170 AM and 96.1 FM. And please stay tuned to the next show, Take Your Power Back, with Kim and Robin. It's a very good show. And I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in to the I Can Help show every Saturday morning, 10:30, a show about small business entrepreneurs, how they got started, troubles they might have overcome, and hopefully enjoying some success today. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means so much to me. Thank you, Mark Spark.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.